weather killed 24 people in Mississippi and also wreaked havoc on western Georgia. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. So far, there are no reported deaths in Georgia. Fox's Gernal Scott.
Troup County's Emergency Management Director Zachary Steele says the jurisdiction already has a state of emergency declaration in hand from the governor.
That released a number of state troopers as well as DNR rangers that have been deployed to Troup County to assist with that.
With trees on homes and other debris to deal with, another incident got much attention. One of two tigers from an animal safari park got loose. It was recaptured. Board of Commissioners Chair Patrick Cruz.
One of the tigers, I understand, did not leave its enclosure, and one did, and it was right outside the enclosure, and they were tranquilized.
There is one additional death outside Mississippi. A grand jury in New York still is deciding on indicting former President Trump on charges of campaign finance violations.
The former president used the word maniacs to describe those heading up investigations against him while also taking shots at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is widely considered his top GOP rival. The current frontrunner for the nomination rallied thousands yesterday, calling 2024 the final battle. This rally came exactly 1 week after the former president predicted that he would be arrested in 3 days' time as a result of an investigation launched by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Well, that Tuesday came and went, though. Today, Trump's attorney said that that date was only an assumption.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Hundreds of overdose deaths in New York State are blamed on a deadly skin-rotting drug called xylazine. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is from New York.
Today, I am asking the DEA, which has just issued the alert, to focus on stopping xylazine, this evil drug, in New York City.
Xylazine is shown to be Narcan resistant and is responsible for at least 40 overdose deaths in central New York this month alone. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Protests erupt in Israel after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fires his defense minister for opposing Netanyahu's controversial plans to overhaul the country's court system.
We have seen such a frustration from protesters across the country that it's not just these civilians in the streets, but also members of the military, reserve pilots, and also army reserves for the country have said they are unwilling to serve under these. Because ultimately, if you don't have reserve fighter pilots and you don't have reserve elite units, there are adversaries of Israel, enemies of the Jewish state, like Iran and Lebanon, that could try to take advantage of this delicate situation.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Jerusalem. Critics say the plan was created to help Netanyahu dodge corruption charges. Gas prices are mostly unchanged over the past 2 weeks, down just 1 cent, with a new national average of $3.52 per gallon. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
The main reason that retail gasoline prices look so stable right now is that crude oil prices have been.
The current national average is 85 cents less now than it was this time last year. Hollywood's latest sequel reigns supreme at the box office. Fox's Kevin Uretsky.
Keanu Reeves' latest, John Wick 4, was tops at the box office in a big way on its opening weekend.
I'm going to need a gun.
The opening was the franchise's best to date as the movie earned $73.5 million at the box office, the second best opening this year, trailing only Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, which made $106 million in its first week. And speaking of superheroes,
a wizard gave me superpowers.
Shazam! A Fury of the Gods fell sharply in its second week, earning $9.7 million, down nearly 70% from its $30 million opening weekend.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.